7, this is Amity at KEHCLY. If nobody checks in, I've got a question for the group about the re-entry of the spacecraft last week that I'd like to ask.
Yeah, go ahead, Amity.
The test flight that they did a while back on an unmanned spaceship, when it came in at a different angle than the one last week they came to. The one that last week they came in at a more direct angle, which made it hotter but faster. It only took 6 minutes instead of 8 minutes because they were getting charring on the side of the aircraft. And when they were saying it was coming in, it was coming hotter, and because of that, it was causing the air, the heat, causing air to turn into plasma. And that's what I don't understand, if anybody can explain what it means by turning air into plasma.
All right, Amity, I can definitely comment on that. For the Artemis 1 mission, as I understand it, they had an experiment, and they were basically trying a skip reentry, which basically means they came in at a shallower angle, intentionally skipping off the atmosphere, taking another bounce back into space before then coming in at their entry angle. Now, as I understand it, when you're coming back from the moon on a free return trajectory, meaning an unpowered trajectory, you're basically moving out of the moon's influence and then coming back into the Earth's influence. And at that point, the Earth does have a gravitational pull. It's starting to accelerate the craft, and they can generally get increasing speed as they get closer to the Earth without having to do any additional rocket burns. Now, what they will do is they'll do additional burns to align with the reentry corridor, which is very narrow. And this time they didn't want to take a chance with the skip. I don't know if that caused more burning of the heat shield than they expected, so they came in a more direct angle, which is an entry angle. And when you're starting to come through the atmosphere at 23,000 or 24,000 miles per hour, there's a whole lot of strange physics at work. The heat is intense. I guess they can reach up to 5,000 degrees, but you got to remember they're coming through the atmosphere, so the air around them, heated by that 5,000 degrees, causes a plasma to surround the craft, and that causes a radio blackout. They can't get any communication through it. So that's what I know about that plasma heating. It happens on every mission that requires reentry, and NASA has become experts at that pretty much over the years.